If you're listening to nothing but the best of internet marketing talk, then you're listening to The David Connolly Show. And here's your host, David Connolly.
Hey, hey, hey. All right, all right. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Welcome. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? That is the sound of progress. Not my progress, your progress. I have to tell you a confession. Since I've been doing this little show, I've had no idea who's listening. In fact, half the time I didn't even know if anyone was listening. I thought maybe I was just talking to myself, you know? But the funny thing is, it seems I wasn't. Not only have people been listening, but some of you have sent in some really cool correspondence and whatnot. I'll read some out in a second. And I've even had some of you who have taken action and followed up with some of the tips, and some of the results are just amazing. So, you know, this show is all about Facebook, actually. But before we start with the Facebook thing, please, let me just read a couple of messages out for a wee second, because I'm so happy, you know. It just made my day to hear from you folks and to know that you're alive. So, just a few wee messages here. I have one from JP Dazar. He is the VP of Marketing. VP, I guess that's Vice President of AZ Publishing. Hi, David. He writes, hi, David. Just wanted to thank you for a great broadcast you did on AdWords Magic. I was glued to my seat waiting for every little word of advice you had, and I'm impressed with the power of our concept. I will unquestionably be using your techniques with real excitement. I also joined your Insider Club, so please keep me posted. Sincerely, JP Dazar. Well, thank you so much indeed. Your email makes my day, and I'm very, very grateful. And thank you for joining the Insider Club. I've been a bit quiet with the Insider Club lately, but I have massive, massive plans. A couple of months ago, I sent out some really cool stuff. I was talking about Google updates and things, kind of things that I would never talk about on the show, but I am watching Google like a hawk. And if you were in the Insider Club and you got those messages, congratulations. It's obviously free to join the Insider Club. It's free, you know. So if you want to join, you're welcome. Thank you for that message. Let's quickly move on. I have another here, which is from, does he have his name here? Oh yeah, here we are. It's Bob Thompson. He is a promoter with Vesalis Sciences. I'm not entirely sure where they're from, but I've had a wee look around Google, and I think it's from Miami over in America. I think, I could be wrong. But he just says, hi David, had a look at your website and listened to your last interview. I was impressed. A very good job. Regards, Bob. That's very cool, Bob. Again, thank you so much. It is so cool to receive positive feedback. I have no idea how a lot of these people actually found me, but I'm just grateful, you know. Let's do one more. I have one here from Texas, can you believe it? From Doug Cleland. And he says, hi David, thank you for your radio show. I really enjoy the spots on web development. I am a developer in El Paso, Texas, and I'm trying to unify the agency under a framework. I think he's talking about his employment agency or, you know, place where he works. He goes on and talks about frameworks and basically goes on and says, you know, keep on talking. So thank you very much indeed to hear that all the way from Texas. I mean, it's just mind-blowing, you know. And when I say mind-blowing, I don't mean mind-blowing. I mean mind-blowing. Can you handle that? Okay. So thanks for that. And also, I have to tell you about some other feedback which I received just about an hour ago as I was coming in.
I had a phone call from someone who followed up on some advice I gave a few months ago. If you remember, maybe you don't, but a few months ago I did a show on the fastest way to earn an automated income online. This was the subject of the show. And it's still there, it's archived, you know, you can check it out. But on that show, I was talking about Amazon, and I was talking about how easy it is to write ebooks and get them published, and I think I talked about it for about an hour. Well, someone has followed up on that. She called in today, and she told me, can you believe it? She has sold 29 books today. Yes, people. I don't mean 29 books since the start of the year or from the start of this month. I'm talking about 29 books one day. That, my dear people, is an automated income. What a roaring, spectacular success story that is. And it just shows you that this advice works. Don't focus on me, you know? Forget about me. To be honest with you, I'm not even rich, okay? I'm not even particularly well off. I made some terrible business mistakes in 2008, and it's taken me a long time to kind of just start to get back on my feet. But if you met me in the street, you know, I drive a very humble car. I live in a humble house. I'm not trying to be some guru, but I know that the advice is good because I'm getting feedback like that. Can you believe that, people? 29 books in one day? Gee, it's mind-blowing. Now, do you think I'm making this up? Do you think I'm making this all up? I'm not making this up. Let me tell you. The person was Valerie Strausberg. She's wrote, I think, is it three or four books so far? She's wrote a book about understanding cats. She's wrote a book about diet and nutrition. I didn't catch the title of it. And she's wrote one which is, you know, a crazy title, but it seems to be selling, which is, I think the title's How to Be Like Kate Middleton, you know, the princess character. She's wrote those books, she's published them onto Amazon. You can look them up. Look them up, check them out. Check out everything I say, question everything I say. I want you to be cynical. But I'm here to tell you now, people, that these results are real and it's absolutely fantastic. And you know what's also quite cool, if I do say so? I think it's kind of cool how I'm not selling anything. You know, I have nothing at all to sell you guys right now. Maybe in the future, I like to think that I'll be able to put a banner on the website, or maybe a link or something like that. But as far as this show goes, you know, there are no adverts. This is not a product launch. I don't even really care if you decide to give me your email address and join the mailing list or not. It doesn't bother me. It's not part of my kind of income plan. All I know is that we are trading magic. That's our currency. This is what I believe, you know. So if I'm putting good stuff out there and good stuff is coming back, well, I know that good stuff will come back, and it does come back, and that's cool. I'm not going to go on because I'm beginning to sound like a bit of a hippie. But let me say one very quick point before I get moved on with the show. You know, the guy, what's his name? Doug Cleland, he mentioned that he was enjoying the web development stuff. Well, as some of you may know, I am a web developer. Now, at the start of this show, we have our voice man, and it's like, you know, the greatest internet marketing talk. But the truth of the matter is, we don't really need another internet marketing guru, do we? Do you think we need another? I don't think we need another. And, you know, the web development stuff, strangely enough, seems to be quite popular. People seem to enjoy I never thought anyone would like it, but strangely enough, people seem to enjoy it when I talk about web development. So I'm going to be talking a wee bit more about web development, I think, in future shows. and perhaps shift the emphasis a wee bit, you know, and do that. Now, I have a friend called Derek McLean. He is a local guy, stays just in the neighborhood. And I have to tell you folks, he does things with PHP, the programming language PHP, that honestly, I never even knew were possible. This guy is a Zend framework developer, and he is absolutely fantastic. You know, he really, really knows some cool stuff when it comes to building websites. And let me tell you, folks, I currently own a company that's page two on Google when you search web development in the UK. My company is currently, could change, currently first on Google when you search for website repairs or website maintenance. I've been doing this for 17 years, okay? I've been building websites professionally for 17 years, not fancy marketing product launches, not seminars. I'm talking hardcore coding. I was doing web development before they even had a name for it. But let me tell you people, in comparison with someone like Derek, geez, it's just ridiculous. The guy is fantastic. So he's going to be our resident PHP guy, I hope. I'm trying to talk him into it. He's going to be coming on next week, and I'm really, really looking forward to that. And if you're interested in web development, it's going to be a great way of keeping in touch with all the latest technologies. I'm so excited about having him on board. Anyway, let's move on with the show. Let's move on. This show is all about why I quit Facebook and why you should too. I was planning on bringing some notes and getting very scientific and all of that about this, and Facebook's had a lot of bad press, you know, so I was going to read some of that and try and kind of get into this in a sort of academic way, but I've decided not to do that, and really I think I only just have one thing that I want to read to you just to kind of set the tone, okay? Now, here is an email which came in today. Actually, this email came in 5 hours ago. It's from emarketingassociation.com. Maybe I shouldn't have said the name, but there you go. And it came to me. And here is the email, okay? The subject of the email is social media can hurt. I'm reading this email to you folks because I think it really sets the tone for what I'm about to tell you. So check this email out, right? Here we go. It says, by the time you need a social media band-aid, it is too late. Consumers now control the conversation, and it's apparent that if your company does not provide an excellent customer experience, you will get shafted on social sites, review sites, and even blogs. Oh, and you thought social media was going to be easy? An afterthought, maybe? What with the all tweeters, Facebookers, can you believe it, folks? I have a degree in English literature, Glasgow Uni. And I can't even read an email. It must be stage fright. Anyway, the email goes on and says, this environment can do some damage if you ignore it. Hundreds of millions of people regularly engage in the social ecosphere. And when it comes to your brand or product or company, viral comments can spread faster than warm butter on hot bread. Make sure the conversation is trending positive, create a strong social infrastructure, and nurture it. Blah, 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 blah. Take an advanced social marketing course at blahblahblah.com. And then they go on and attempt to sell a course. End quote. That was the worst reading I think I think I've ever done in my life. You get the vibe, okay? Now, it's not often. In fact, I don't think I've ever. I haven't sworn in the history of this show, and I'm not going to start right now. But that email, folks, is exactly the kind of scaremongering which I, well, let me be charitable, I question. Now, over the last couple of years, I've been around people who have really dived headfirst into Facebook. Even I have. I have one friend I know, I guess I could call him a friend, he was kind of a client, and he spent, I think it was about $4,000, yeah, it was, dollars, he spent $4,000 on internet marketing courses, big product launches, and there was two of them. One of them, I'm not going to give the name, but it was a £2,000 course. The other was specifically on Facebook marketing. Now, this person was good enough to give me the details, and I managed to check the courses out myself. And then I checked out an additional course on Facebook. Then I checked out some webinars. And then I actually opened up some Facebook accounts, personal accounts, business accounts. I had a Facebook account for this radio show up until 2 weeks ago. And not only did I have the shows and I've tried the seminars, but I even put money on the table. And I actually, I can't say tried. I did some Facebook marketing. I paid for those, you know, impressions and clicks and all of that business. Folks, I have taken the trip. I have worn the t-shirt. I dare say that I have probably studied Facebook as intensively as I studied philosophy when I was at uni. Now, I'm not claiming to be a Facebook guru, but I have managed fan pages, you know, managed a fan page for this, managed fan pages for clients. I've checked out and tested all of the kind of main schools of thought on Facebook. And right now, I'm going to demolish them all. If this broadcast is successful and you have a Facebook account, then by the end of this broadcast, you will have decided to close your Facebook account. Now, there's two reasons, basically, or two, I guess, two types of explanation, maybe that's the way to put it, for why I think you should quit Facebook and why I've quit Facebook. They fall into the category of business explanations and personal explanations. I'm going to start with business explanations, and if you're willing to listen, I'm just going to outline where some of the flaws are. Now, if we take your email that I've just read out, the basic premise of the email is that we need to figure out social marketing and take the course and learn how to do this stuff, and if we don't, then people are going to be saying bad things about a company or a product or whatever. And the person says it will spread faster than warm butter on hot bread. I'm reading the email here. Now, the very first Facebook course that I tried, the £2,000 course, I'm not giving the name because I don't want to make enemies. But that course was all focusing on this viral element of Facebook. And the theory is that, let's imagine you have a group of 50 friends, for example, and let's imagine you visit the Coca-Cola website and you click that you like Coca-Cola. Well, the theory is, or at least it was, that when you say you like Coca-Cola, then your friends all get a message, the 50 people, and they all hear that you like Coca-Cola, and then they check it out maybe, and a few of them click that they like Coca-Cola, and the whole thing goes viral, and I'm sure we could all draw a nice big pyramid to represent the whole thing. And here is the guy on the email talking about the, like I said, just came in 5 hours ago, And he's talking about this viral nature where people say things and it spreads like wildfire. Folks, I'm here to tell you that that is a load of rubbish. I almost swore. It's a load of rubbish. I've tested this viral theory and I've actually been hanging about Facebook for a year and a half. Folks, that is, it's completely overrated, the whole viral nature thing. And I'll tell you why it's overrated. When you have a group of 50 friends, right? And let's say you make a comment, for example, forget about like buttons, right? Because, you know, sometimes I get a bit confused with like buttons as well. But let's just think about comments, right? So imagine you go on to Facebook and you say, "Hey guys, I really like Coca-Cola," and you post that on Facebook. Now, I'm not sure why you would do that, but let's just imagine it, right? Well, here's a newsflash. It doesn't actually go to your 50 friends. It only goes to a small handful of friends who have all consistently clicked like, and it goes to the top of their board, if you're lucky, stays there for a wee minute before moving down and getting blocked out, or swamped out rather, with loads of other rubbish. Have you ever noticed, like, if you have friends on Facebook, have a look at that friends list, okay? Check it out. And let me ask you a question. How many of those people do you really hear from? Have you noticed that it's just the same old people that you actually read posts from day in and day out? That's actually an algorithm that's been built into Facebook. So the person who has 1,000 friends, he doesn't get 1,000 different points of view and all of that stuff. He only gets a tiny handful of points of view based on the people who he has interacted with and so on. So the whole viral thing, which entire seminars have been founded on, I'm here to tell you that it's grossly overrated as a marketing tool. That phenomenon does not happen. Now, the person who paid $2,000 for that course, he may listen to this show and he's in the neighborhood. I shall keep his name safe and anonymous and all of that. But let me tell you a fact. He opened up a site for a musician after doing this Facebook course. Within a few months, he had something like 78 followers. I checked up on him several months later, like about 9 months later, and he still had about 80 followers, maybe something, you know, a couple more. The viral effect does not happen. Do you hear me, people? It just doesn't happen. And it doesn't happen because of the way the Facebook algorithms work. So let's shoot that down in flames. Also, when people have conversations about Facebook and they're talking about how much they love Coca-Cola or they hate Coca-Cola or whatever, all of that stuff is happening it's behind closed doors. Those conversations aren't accessible via Google or something like that. You can only access those conversations via those particular groups, so you have to make friends with them and so on. So for all I know, there could be a Facebook group out there talking about how terrible I am or how terrible my company is or something like that. But here's the funny thing, folks. Care factor zero. It doesn't matter. Doesn't bother me at all. Because thanks to the kind of isolated nature of Facebook, it's never really likely to get out into the public domain. It's never likely to be something that will break free from Facebook and then go viral. It's certainly not going to go viral within Facebook because of the way their algorithm is constructed. So that's that. Thank you very much. I'm now going to demolish another Facebook marketing theory. I think I'll demolish three of them. So there's one of them. The next one. I checked out a seminar on Facebook about 8 months ago. I can't remember the name of the guy, and I wouldn't even want to say it, but I can remember that I think he was Australian, and I'm sure he had an X as part of his name, you know, the letter X. I don't know, but in any event, conveniently, I can't quite remember his name. Now, in that seminar, that entire seminar was founded on the amazing declaration that you can have 20,000 customers in 1 week or something ridiculous like that. That may not have been the actual number, right? But it was in the thousands. And it was like, you can have blankety blank thousand likes or likers in just 1 week. Ding, 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 you know. And there was an entire seminar done on that. Folks, I tuned into that seminar. Not only did I tune into it, I ended up buying adverts after it. Let me give you what the theory was that was being dished out. This is the kind of crap that people are buying into when they tune into Facebook marketing, okay? So just remember that, right? The theory goes like this. In fact, it's not really a theory, it's a theorem, because there kind of is a sense of truth to this. What the guy basically does is he'll find something that's a real hot trending topic. So the example that he gave was a TV show, I think it's a TV show, called Jersey Shore. It must be on America or MTV or something. I haven't watched it, but it was called Jersey Shore. And he opened a fan page for Jersey Shore. You know, he put some pictures up and he went to Facebook and says, right, this is the Jersey Shore fan page. And he put some photos and done whatever he has to do. No doubt loaded it up with keywords and whatnot. And sure enough, lo and behold, the thing did end up getting thousands of people liking it. It ended up with thousands of people liking it. And it ended up extremely well populated. So this guy's entire seminar was based on this, you know, and it was like, yeah, look at this, I can get 80,000 people in 1 week or whatever the number was, some insane number. I think his group actually had 120,000 people on it. Well, I ended up joining the Jersey Shore page just as a kind of person, just to see what actually happens, what is the customer experience, you know. And I was interested because I thought, after this seminar's over, you know, I'm now a fan of this Jersey Shore amazing Facebook page that the guy set up. I thought, I wonder what happens. Is he going to like sell seminars or something? Is he going to talk about Jersey Shore and do some kind of link into what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I can't remember the word, but is he going to kind of segue? That's the word. Is he going to segue into a conversation about internet marketing? I'm curious about this. So I joined the Jersey Shore fan page run by this awesome super duper marketing guy, you know, the X-Man. And you know what happened, people? Nothing. Nothing at all. All I got was a couple of wee messages once in a blue moon that said things like, hey, did you watch the episode the other night? I thought it was pretty cool. But there was no marketing, there was no selling, there was nothing going on at all. And here's the point. Having tons and tons of people as an audience doesn't necessarily translate into good marketing. As I'm talking to you right now, you know, I'm in a wee shop. It may be the world's only web development shop, I don't know. But, you know, it's a shop and it has a sign outside that says web development and we build websites and all of that. And I'm very close to, I'm about half a mile from the National Football Stadium. So when there's a Scotland game or there's a rock concert, I have tens of thousands of people gone past my front door here at the shop. Last year, We had, I think it was Paul McCartney played here. I mean, you name it, I've had you too. You know, I've actually had the experience of going outside the shop, closing the door, and I can hear you too. They're just across the road, you know. Now, when those big events are going on, I have tens of thousands of people going past the door, literally. I mean, the place is so busy, it's unbelievable. Now, in the past, I used to keep all the shutters down and I would hide. I don't know why. I guess some of the football crowds can get a wee bit aggressive. But just a few weeks ago, I tried an experiment. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to keep all the shutters open. And I've got a wee kind of a neon light thing that says, we are open. I put that on and I had all my lights and we build websites, web development. And I thought, I'm just going to open the shop and see what happens. So I opened up all the shutters and everything. And there's tens and tens of thousands of people walking past, just right past the door, you know. Do you know how many of them actually came in and talked about the web? Not one. And I caught them on the way to the event, and I caught them on the way back from the event. Here's the point, folks. People who join the Jersey Shore website are not joining it to learn about internet marketing. People who go to watch the ball game aren't coming to listen to me. They're going to watch the ball game, you know. And whilst we're on the topic, people who go on Facebook in general are not going on Facebook to buy stuff. They're going on Facebook to catch up with old school buddies, to talk rubbish, and possibly to, I don't know, possibly to meet people or something like that. And so this kind of brings me on to my last point. Actually, second point that I was making, the whole setting up a fan page, get thousands of fans, latch on to a very popular niche. Can we agree that I've just kind of taken that apart? I mean, come on, right? Can we please agree on that? Thank you very much. I think we can, you know. So let's take our third and final Facebook thing that I want to demolish, and that is the actual Facebook adverts themselves. The Facebook adverts really are, I won't say they're useless, but it's kind of like telemarketing, you know. It's just numbers, and you're dealing with people who really aren't interested in whatever it is you're trying to sell. I mean, I hate to lay it on you, but that's pretty much the way it is, as far as I can tell. Now, you may say to yourself, but Facebook adverts let you target certain groups of people. So if you're selling windsurfing equipment, you can find all of the windsurfers and sell your windsurfing equipment. You know, create little adverts and put them on Facebook, and it'll be just like Google AdWords, but much, much cheaper. Well, I've tried the theory, folks. I've tried the theory, and I tried it well, and I paid good money, but it doesn't work. And to get an idea of why it doesn't work, all I have to do is look at my own life. Like, when I joined Facebook, I remember it was saying, what's your interests and what's your musical interests? And I put down as one of my musical interests, Chuck Berry. I like Chuck Berry. You know, Chuck Berry, he's cool. I like the guy. I play the guitar and he's cool. And I put him down as an interest. And when I joined Facebook, I remembered, like, every 2 or 3 weeks, I would get a message from official Chuck Berry. And these messages would say things like, hey guys, it's 50 years since Johnny B. Goode. Click here, you know, blah, blah, blah. And those messages were just a complete, you know, I don't even think I can call them an irritation. They were just like, you know, all right, I'm going to skip past that. I wasn't going on and saying, oh, wow, Oh, wow. What a lucky guy Chuck Berry has just got in touch. That's not what happened. When those Chuck Berry messages, Chuck Berry official or whatever, it was just like, right, skip that, you know, wasting my screen space. Now, that doesn't mean that I dislike Chuck Berry, but it's just that I wasn't going on Facebook to get messages about buying Chuck Berry's stuff. In fact, you know what, folks? I bet it wasn't even Chuck Berry sending that stuff. But this is the point I'm making, you know. Honestly, if you're on Facebook, ask yourself, right, think about all the things that you said you were a fan of. When those people message you, do you really say, oh, wow, yeah, I need to see what George Lucas is up to now, see what product he's selling? You don't do it. So my experience is that Facebook is a very unresponsive bunch of people. I actually think Google AdWords is much, much better, because with Google AdWords, you're dealing with people who are not going on to kind of talk rubbish, you know, they're not going on to try and pull. When you do something like Google AdWords, you're at least dealing with people who are, let's say, possibly receptive or expecting some kind of sales and marketing message, you know. So the Facebook adverts thing as well, you know, it just didn't happen, and I just don't think it does. Now, I'm sure there are some exceptions. I'm sure there are people who will say they're exceptions, but that's fine. I've tried it, and my experience is it just doesn't translate into sales. At least it doesn't easily. Now, the last Facebook thing that I want to dismantle, the last kind of Facebook pillar or whatever that I want to take apart, is kind of the main one that most businesses, actually, as far as I can tell, just about all businesses seem to be tuning into. And it's this romantic idea that you can create a Facebook account and a Twitter account and a YouTube account, must have a YouTube one, and maybe a few others. And it's amazing the amount of businesses I see these days, and they have these wee buttons at the top of their websites. If you get a WordPress template or something like that, they're on almost every template. It's like, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, like us on YouTube or whatever, and, you know, there's all these wee buttons up here. But the whole thing is just a complete crock. There's a cafe down the road. I like to go there every now and again. They make good. In fact, I'll give them a shout out. No, I won't. I won't. I won't, because I'm going to say something derogatory about them. The food is fantastic, but I think, you know, why on earth are they wasting their time with a Facebook account? Do they really think that people are going to be sitting at home saying, man, what am I going to do tonight? I tell you what, I don't know, watch TV. I'm kind of hungry, but I just don't know where to go. I'll log on to Facebook and I'll check out the local cafe's fan page. You never know, something might be happening. Folks, my experience is that that doesn't really seem to happen on a grand scale. Maybe, okay, you know, I'm sure there are some people who say, yes, it does, yes, it does. Well, for those people who say, yes, it does, and for those people who say, well, it worked for me, let me say this. Do you have more than 2,000 people liking your page? Oh, you don't. Oh, you don't. Okay. Well, in that case, as far as I'm concerned, your Facebook profile is just demeaning your whole business. That's all it is. And even though you might think you're getting a benefit from one or two weirdos who actually check that fan page out and buy something, I would put the case that that's being outweighed by the demeaning page you've got with a puny number of people actually liking it. Why do that? And also, the whole idea of, you know, here's a Facebook, you know, got the little icon, and here's the YouTube, and here is the Twitter. We'll get Charlie to do the Twitter stuff, you know, he can do that in his lunch breaks, and, you know, little Johnny has a camcorder, so I guess he'll be the YouTube expert, you know. Folks, it doesn't work like that. These social platforms, in fact, as far as I'm concerned, all of the internet marketing platforms, they require focus. Listen to the guy who's been doing it for 17 years. Listen to the guy who has made every mistake in the book, but who has actually managed to build, I'd say, about 5 websites that have really gone ballistic. Can you handle that? You don't just casually say, oh, we're going to get to the top of Google. You know, you don't just casually say, kind of at a loose end this weekend, I think I'll become an AdWords ninja. You don't just casually say, Twitter campaign, okay, on you go, Charlie. These things, whether we like them or not, they demand a certain amount of respect, you know? Don't just plaster your page with every social marketing fad that happens to be there. I mean, I'm looking around right now and I can already see the, we've got Facebook, what are they? Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I can see that we've now got tons of people, they've added the LinkedIn button and now there's tons more and they're adding in the other one, G Plus or Google Plus. Now, don't get me wrong, some of those things are good. I'm actually a big fan of LinkedIn. I like LinkedIn. I'm a big fan of LinkedIn. So all social media marketing scenes are not the same. But what I am saying is why don't you just pick one or two of those things and become really, really good at one or two of them instead of just spreading yourself thin across all of the, you know, different social media platforms. As far as I can tell, most businesses on the web are just casually adding in Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts, and whenever I click in and look at them, they've got hardly any followers, you know? The whole thing is just completely demeaning, and it's purposeless, and it's a waste of time. Folks, these have been the business explanations for why I left Facebook and why I think you should too. As far as my business goes, I want to tell you that I have some marketing strategies right now which have nothing to do with any social media marketing at all. They don't even really have anything to do with Google, and I'm having fun and I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much. Believe me, folks, there are other things you can do. Trust me on that one. And if you don't believe me, in fact, if you want, get in touch with me, you know. Fill out the contact us form, it goes straight to me, and I'll be glad to discuss some alternative things you can do which will be far more effective than faffing about on Facebook or, I don't know, tinkering away on Twitter. Anyway, that's that. Now I want to talk about some personal reasons for why I left Facebook and why I think you should too. As I speak, Facebook has been getting a lot of bad press, and they've recently released a new feature called the timeline, or they're meant to be releasing it. Maybe they have it, maybe they haven't. But according to what I've been reading and what I've been hearing, this timeline feature has been causing a lot of controversy because basically, the initial reports are that when you do something on Facebook, it gets recorded, and when people click on this timeline thing, apparently they can see everything you've done, whether you like it or not. Now, if you're a person like me, that's kind of bad news because I have a big mouth and sometimes I say things that are just stupid, you know, and I'm like, whoa, what was I thinking of? Delete. But there's something else going on here which is more, important than all of that. Like, when I saw Mark Zuckerberg, I saw a video of him on the news and he was talking about this feature, and the whole vibe was just like, yeah, we believe people should share. And with the new timeline feature, we can sum up their whole life in one page. Can sum up. Actually, he says, we can sum up your whole life in one page. Now, listen, folks. Can you sum up your whole life in one page? And if you are going to have your life, your whole life summed up in one page, do you want that to be done by a computer program that's been written by a nerd from Facebook? Is that really what you want your legacy to be? Because let's face it, you know, sometimes people die. And I think the Facebook policy is that that stuff gets left up there. So really, is that what you want, you know, 100 years from now or whatever, 1,000 years from now? Do you want people looking up and seeing all of that crap? And let's face it, it is mostly crap, is it not? You know, bad jokes and people posting stupid pictures of their cats wearing sunglasses. People talking about, you know, politics and just pointless arguing, pointless bickering. People trying to hit on other people and rejections, and sometimes things, you know, maybe don't go quite as well. Do you really want all of that to be recorded echoing through the dawn of the future? And you know, I don't know about you, but I that just doesn't sit good with me. I'm like, no, Mr. Zuckerberg, I'm terribly sorry, but you're not gonna sum up my life with one of your crappy little pages. You know, I'd much rather take my chance with Wikipedia. To hell with it, you know. Well, maybe that's not much better, but I just find, you know, I'm trying to be positive here, but there's something about that guy. It's his smugness or something. Yeah, we want people to share. We're going to sum up your whole life with just one page. I mean, and you just know it's a load of rubbish, you know. I mean, do you really think he lies in bed at night saying, oh man, I wish I could figure out a way to get people sharing more of this stuff? Come on, humanity needs this. I don't think he lies in bed having those kind of dilemmas at all. I think he's probably just, you know, obsessed with the whole multi-gazillion empire business, and this is just another wee step to, you know, achieve complete, I don't know, domination of the galaxy. So that just doesn't sit good with me. Now, I'm not going to focus too much on the timeline thing, because to be honest, I want this broadcast to be on the website for a long time. And that timeline feature, you know, it'll come and go. Maybe they'll move it. Maybe they'll take it off. Maybe they'll change it. I don't know. For all I know, you're listening to this show and 5 or 10 years have passed since I actually said this stuff. So I'm not really wanting to focus too much on the actual feature itself, but I'm kind of interested in focusing on the whole mindset of Facebook. You see, I would like to buy a new pair of shoes. I would really like to buy a new pair of shoes. I might even get a new pair of shoes tomorrow. Now, see, when I go into that shoe shop and I buy a pair of shoes, I'll go in and I'll pay my money. I'll grab my shoes. I'll say, thank you very much. And I shall leave. That kind of process, folks, has been going on for thousands and thousands of years within the human race. Now, if I buy a pair of shoes, go out of the shoe shop, and then they put a big giant poster on the window with neon lights saying, hey, everybody, look who was shopping here. David Connolly shops here. Da, 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 da. That wouldn't sit particularly good with me, folks. Would that sit good with you? So here's another one. If you went to McDonald's, right, and you just picked up a Big Mac and you just headed, right, you've just came to the drive-thru, you grab your Big Mac or a coffee and you hit the road, right? Now, if you found out that after you had left, this is key, after you have left McDonald's, if you found out that along with the big yellow letter M, they had a big massive billboard with your face on it holding a Big Mac, and it said, you, with your name, love McDonald's or buy from here, would you feel entirely comfortable with that, honestly? I mean, if you're saying, yeah, it wouldn't bother me, then as far as I'm concerned, you're an idiot. At the very, very least, you should surely be saying to yourself, well, if they're going to be advertising with my name and my face, then A, I want written permission. I want to, you know, be able to give them written permission. I want them to request that. And B, how about some payment? It's not as if there's not enough money going around, you know, that's for sure. So that whole principle in an offline world would be despicable. But that is precisely what Facebook are doing. That is precisely what they're doing. I have a friend called Nicky. He's a school teacher. And the other day I logged on to Facebook and I couldn't believe it. His face was right up in the top hand corner with a big logo behind it. And I think it may have actually been Coca-Cola. I think it probably was Coca-Cola. And it said, Facebook Stories, this is what they call it. And then it says, Nicky, either said he's a fan of Coca-Cola or he likes Coca-Cola. And it had his face with a big Coca-Cola logo behind it. And I phoned him up and I says, Nicky, do you know that you are the new face of Coca-Cola? And he was like, what? And I says, yeah, really? And he was like, nah, give me a break. I says, I'm telling you, man. And I told him, I took a screenshot and I emailed it to him. He just didn't believe it. I took a screenshot, emailed it. He was just blown away. Now, the funny thing is, he probably does like Coca-Cola, you know, but that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is that he's now getting used to advertise that product without his consent, without his knowledge, without anything. And before anybody goes on the crusade of saying, yeah, but he hit the like button, you know, he must have hit that like button at some time, you know, he knew what he was doing when he hit the like button, didn't he? Well, actually, I don't know about that, because whenever I look at the big business Facebook pages and websites, those people, as far as I can tell, they are doing everything they can to get those like buttons clicked, and they are doing all sorts of tricks, including disguising the button, as far as I can tell. And they're also blocking content unless you click the like button. How many websites have we been to where it says, check out our free blankety blank blank blank, click the like button and access our great content? Now, how many people are clicking those buttons without even being aware that their faces and their names and their identities are being used for free advertising? It is completely uncool to the nth. Wake up, people. Wake up. So, you know, that kind of doesn't sit too good either. Am I starting to get through to you here? Are you starting to kind of think that maybe there's something in this? I don't know. Now, I'll tell you something else about Facebook which I don't like. Lately, within the past few months, Facebook and Google have started indulging in some serious Big Brother behavior. You know, just before I closed my Facebook account, I was getting messages in, and it was saying things like, Nicky read this article today on this newspaper, follow the link, you know. Joe read this. And it'd show like a newspaper article and you'd click and you'd see what they were reading. Now, I don't know if they know that they're reading articles and having it broadcast that this is what they're reading and this is what they're looking at. My suspicion is they probably don't. And this is one of the big, big problems that I have. The web is getting into such a state these days that you can hardly do anything without it being broadcast on your Facebook, whether you like it or not. In fact, the same is being said for Google. Now, you can say to yourself, well, that's a load of rubbish. Nobody's tracking me, really, and I haven't really got much to hide anyway. Oh, really? Oh, really? You don't think you're being tracked? Really? Okay, well, here's what to do, right? Go to Google. Go to google.com/ads/preferences. You try that. Pause this show. I think there's a pause button. You try that right now and come right back here because you're in for a surprise. What you will find is that actually everything you do on Google not only gets tracked but gets profiled. You are being profiled right now. Profile. Do you know what that means? That means that they're looking at every website you're visiting, everything that you're searching for, everything you do on Facebook, everything you do, all of your posts, even the time of day that you log on. And based on all of that, they are creating a profile of what they think you are like as a person. And if you don't believe me, try that. google.com/ads/preferences. See for yourself the kind of things. And it's the tip of the iceberg, baby. It's the tip of the iceberg. This is the kind of things that are being profiled. I tried it for me, and the thing was like, we think you are a male between the age of 35 and 45. You have searched for things in this category, these categories. And it's just unbelievable, you know? And people, it's bizarre because I'm not a conspiracy nut, you know? I'm not into conspiracies. I just haven't got time for conspiracies. But I'm telling you right now, there's some shady stuff going on the web right now, people. Some shady, shady stuff. Now, you might say to yourself, well, I've got nothing to hide. I've got nothing to hide and, you know, why would you care? You should have nothing to hide either. If we have nothing to hide, then let them follow us. Well, you really sure about that? Are you really sure that you have nothing to hide? Are you absolutely sure? I bet you have got something to hide. I've got something to hide. I've got lots of things to hide, you know. I mean, for example, here in Scotland, which is where I live, at the moment, there's a lot of talk on the news and things, and it's really headlines, and everyone's talking about the Scottish independence referendum. The Scottish National Party are holding a referendum soon, and everyone's talking about it in the news. And if you're in Scotland, it's kind of interesting, you know, because the UK could break up and Scotland could potentially become an independent country. Now, that interests me. That interests me as a guy who happens to live in Scotland. But I'm saying that to you, not, you know, I'm not here to talk about politics. The only political campaign that I really care about is help the cute, furry little animals. I'm not here to really talk politics. But you know something that's interesting? Most of my clients are from England. The vast, vast majority of the people who hire me, I would say over 80%, they are from England, right? And they're fantastic people, incidentally. And I'm very grateful. And I like to think I do a good job and everything is cool. But can you imagine the potential consequences if maybe one Sunday morning I see a wee article on the BBC News website talks about Scottish independence. I click on it. Maybe it has a wee link to the SNP site. Maybe there's a wee quotation or something that someone's made. And I just say, yeah, that seems kind of interesting. I click on it. And then without me even knowing it, without me even having any idea whatsoever, all of my clients from England log on and what do they see? Dave read this about Scottish independence, and Dave read this, and Dave visited the SNP site, and blah, blah, blah. Before you know it, all of the clients in England are like that. Yeah, this guy hates the English. Yeah, you know, screw him. We'll hire somebody else. Folks, this is what I'm trying to say here. Can you handle it? You don't have to be some kind of oddball child molester to be worried about this kind of crap that's going on. This Big Brother stuff is completely getting out of hand, and we need to draw the line, or a line. We need to say enough is enough, you know? Your data matters, your privacy matters. There's certain kind of house rules that have been getting observed for thousands of years, you know. You don't sell someone something and then go out and say, hey, look who shops here. You just don't do that, you know. Why should it be any different online? So I have big, big problems with Facebook. But let me just leave you with one last thing. And if this doesn't convince you to leave Facebook, then I truly have failed with this broadcast. I want to leave you with one last reason for leaving Facebook. And it really hasn't got anything to do with marketing or anything like that. And it hasn't even got anything to do with Facebook's unethical Big Brother-like behavior. It's kind of to do with you. You see, the statistics are out, and people are spending hours and hours and hours on Facebook. Now, how much time do you spend on Facebook? Be honest, you know? I mean, when I was on it, I wasn't really a heavyweight user, but I'd say I was going on for about 20 minutes per day. And during that 20 minutes, I'd quickly see, you know, check out the messages and stuff. That didn't take too long, embarrassingly. And then I would be reading a few jokes, and that was pretty much it. You know, that was pretty much it. Occasionally, you'd look at some pictures from the school reunion or some rubbish like that. But how much time are you spending on? So, in my case, it was about 20 minutes per day. Now, I have a calculator here. 20 minutes per day translates to 7,300 minutes. That's right. That's a lot of time. And I wasn't even a heavyweight user. How much time are you spending on Facebook? Like, if you're spending half an hour a day on Facebook, do you know that that translates to almost 11,000 minutes per year? If you divide that by 60, that's 182.5 hours per year. Now, the maths here isn't complicated. You can figure it out. But, you know, what if instead of spending that time on Facebook, what if you spent it doing something actually useful? I mean, really useful. What if you spent it, let's say, reading a book, you know, or learning a new skill? Maybe learn how to program a computer, or learn how to become good at AdWords or something like that. What if you spent, instead of spending half an hour a day on Facebook, what if you spent half an hour reading books about how to play the stock market, you know? How to design web pages, how to write good content, or even like Valerie Strausberg and the other people who have got in touch, people like Joe McCauley as well, shout out to him. These are people who are actually now writing books. How cool is that? And do you want to know something? They are loving the process. I've been talking to them. They've never had so much fun you can go anywhere. You can go to a restaurant or in the park. All you need is a wee laptop or an iPad or something. You can just type. Do you know, I'm in the process of writing a book. It's going to be, well, I won't tell you the title, but it's going to be about search engine optimization, and I am writing it on an iPad. It's the coolest thing ever. So what if, think of the potential. What if instead of going on Facebook for half an hour a day or an hour a day, what if you spent that time learning a musical instrument? Learning how to play chess? Learning anything, reading, building, maybe build a web app, maybe start up a new business? Or how about, here's a good one, what if you spent that time just actually like exercising, you know? Go out on your bike or go for a walk or something. Do you think that would maybe improve the quality of your life a wee bit more than Facebook? I think it would. I think it would actually make a massive difference. And I'll tell you something. When I finished, when I closed those Facebook accounts, you know, at first I was kind of like, gee, you know, it's almost like quitting smoking. It's like, gee, this is kind of heavy, you know. I mean, what am I going to do with my time? But do you want to know what I do with my time now, folks? Do you want to know what I do with my spare time? And when I hook up with my buddies, do you want to know what we do? We play Monopoly. We actually play like board games. Does anybody remember them? Board games? You think the game of Monopoly is a game of chance, right? Dice and all that. It's not. We actually play some very serious Monopoly. We have a great time. It's really cool. Sometimes I have a group. We meet up. I was meant to meet them tonight, but I'm just not feeling up to it. But we meet up and we go for runs. Just on Tuesday night, two nights ago, we went a 70-minute run in the park, and there was a full moon, and we were all running through forests and all that. It was really cool, you know. On Sunday night, I'll be heading to an open mic night, which is run by Derek, the PHP guy. He is the PHP guru, and he holds an open mic night. And people come down, and they bring guitars and all that. He sings, he plays guitar. I'm trying to learn the banjo, but I'm hopeless at it, okay? But I'm trying to learn it. And you know what? It is fun. That's social, folks. That's what being social is all about. You know, it's not about sitting, you know, typing away on some rubbish social app. So I'm all, you know, I am a kind of compu geek, and I love computers. I love the web. It's my life and all of that. But, you know, it's not my social life. And I want to tell you something else. Just one last thing before I go. And this is the very last thing. In my life, I've had the chance to meet some pretty interesting people. I've met some interesting people in the world of business and all sorts of other worlds as well, actually. And in all of my life, I would say that I've only ever probably met about five people who have really, really got their act together. I would say there's probably only about five people who I could say that about. Now, I'm not saying there's only five people that I like. I like everyone, you know. I think you're all fantastic. But in terms of people who I can look at their life and I can say, this person's life is a masterpiece. They are financially, socially, physically, and all of that stuff. They have got it all together. They live in harmony. They are radiant. I know people who, I know people who are in their 40s that really would put someone in their mid-20s to shame, you know. People who are absolutely radiant physically. They're optimistic. They're energetic. They're all of that stuff. I've met about five people in my life who fall into those categories or that category. And here's the funny thing. None of them hang about on the web. You won't find these people hanging about chatting on Facebook. You won't find them anywhere. You know, they actually live in the real world. And that's where I think we should maybe go back to the real world. And finally, this really is the last thing. If you're determined to meet people online and you are determined to actually do some kind of socializing and use the web to do that, then there are plenty of alternatives which are much, much better than Facebook, okay? There's a site called meetup.com, M-E-E-T-U-P.com, meetup.com. You check it out, because whatever you're interested in, there is a group of people who are into the same thing. And you know what? They are actually literally meeting up. A few years ago, I started up a book club on Meetup, and in the blink of an eye, it had 200 members. And we used to meet up in the city centre and talk about books, you know? And let me tell you, folks, that group had lawyers and doctors and professors and uni lecturers. These people were movers and shakers, and they were turning up, and we had a fantastic time. So there are alternatives to Facebook, believe me. You know, and if the social thing is what you're into, I would highly recommend meetup.com. So that concludes the message. This has been quite a long one today, and thank you for hanging in there. I do appreciate it, and I have given you the reasons why I have left Facebook and why you should too. Please send any comments and feedback to me. There's a contact form on the site at dcradionetwork.com. I will respond to all comments that I get, and thanks for your time. I'll talk to you very soon. Take care, and may the force be with you. Bye.